The Armchair Illini Podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best online ticketing site you can find. Why? Well, because it pulls from every other available ticketing site to give you the best price possible. There's no need anymore to check out 10 different ticketing sites to find the deal you're looking for. SeatGeek basically does all of that for you. Not only that, but SeatGeek has a value system sorted by color to let you know if you are actually getting a good deal on your tickets or not. You can sort by best value, lowest price, and more. Now here's the best part. If you use code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, you can get $20 off your first order. So what are you waiting for? Attend your next unforgettable sporting event or concert by checking out SeatGeek today. Again, use promo code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, and get $20 off your first order.
They're holding their breath in champagne. They'll let you know. Peters on the roll. Looking for the end zone, throwing, it's caught! Daniel Barker, touchdown!
In the end zone, it is caught! Casey Washington's got it! Illinois pulled off the upset!
Hey yo, welcome everybody who's chilling in here. This is Zach, one of the co-managers at Armchair Illini. Alex, our other co-manager, is currently working, so he will be unable to hop in here. But if you would like to speak and talk about the game, just request to speak. I'll invite you up and we'll get to chatting. Obviously a huge win for Illinois, definitely the biggest of the season, definitely the biggest of Brett Bielema's time here at Illinois. And I've really never seen anything like this. I'm 24 years old, so a lot of my Illinois football memories are not good, and even the ones that are, I was very young, so this is just super cool and super excited for Brett, for this team. I know this one means a lot, and just super excited to kind of talk about it with y'all and break it down. So like I said, if you would like to speak, just request to speak, come on up. We will chat about the game. A couple initial takeaways for me, being able to score 34 points on the road against a team, against a defense like Wisconsin, is a very big deal. I think if in any game that Illinois scores 34 points, I would be shocked if they were to lose that game, just with how good this defense is, and the offense finally figuring out how to finish drives and punch it in the end zone was a huge deal today. That was super exciting to see. And as someone who had some gripes with the fourth and goal call against Indiana, just QB sneaking it in there three times today was pretty cool to see, and feel like this was probably Barry Lunny's best game of the season play call wise. I know last week against Chattanooga was great too with the RPOs, but that's an FCS team. This is obviously a different scale, different level of opponent. So definitely impressed with the offense, impressed with the defense too. After that really bad start with the kickoff to open the game, I don't know how many plays it took Wisconsin to score, but it wasn't very many on that first drive. And I just kind of remember at the beginning of that game, I tweeted out, like, I kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit and deflating start to the game. But, man, what a response to that defense adjusting after a few tough drives there with giving up a lot of yardage through the air. So that was cool to see. Defense is just incredible. And, Wisconsin's offense isn't, the best offense in the Big Ten by any means. And but it was still cool to see them ball out. Special teams is its own kind of issue, I guess. You win 34-10. There's not much I want to say negative, but just a couple, tough kickoffs. You had a kicker who was hurt and whatnot. But thought all around, obviously, 34-10, that's a big deal. And, we can look ahead to Iowa a little bit during this space too. But I really want to focus on today. We can talk a little bit about Iowa and looking ahead, as that game will be big. I'm sure tickets are already selling pretty quickly. But I just want to bask in the glow of what happened today. So Brendan is on here. Brendan, what were your thoughts on the game, man?
Well, just glad to see that the coaching actually made the changes they needed to get away from that rough start. It seemed like things were looking too good on that opening drive, but it looks like they're able to make their adjustments, especially on offense. And like you saw that Indiana game on the fourth and goal here, you know, punching it in on the QB sneaks, not getting away from it and just keeping things simple. I think we talked about that in the other spaces, just about really holding down to the ball, making the simple play, right, giving the ball to Chase Brown, just limiting the penalties and the turnovers, and then defense with the takeaways today. I mean, some really big game-changing plays that I thought that we were able to capitalize on and just and keep rolling with, you know, playing physical football. I mean, we were beating them up physically today, on defense. So it's just everything I wanted to see. I'm just so happy right now just to be able to finally watch an Illinois game like this and be proud about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a rare feeling. And, I don't think any of us expected this level of outcome. I know a lot of us were feeling pretty confident coming into the game. The Chattanooga game, obviously, like, how much can you take away from that? It's an FCS team, right? But they're one of the better ones. But you dominated them. You dominated Virginia. Felt like the Indiana game was kind of an outlier. You still dominated that game, but just dumb mistakes towards the end. And felt like going into today, you had a chance, right? And I think for most Illinois fans, feeling that way would have been enough. And being competitive today would have been enough. But absolutely destroying Wisconsin on the road, I mean, that's just I've said it earlier at the beginning, but honestly, never have I really seen anything like this. I mean, you could say, you know, the 2019 game against Wisconsin, the upset, that was cool, but like, that was so unexpected. That was an upset that you only see, you know, once every few years or whatever. Whereas this, it feels like an arrival moment of sorts for this team, for this program. I know College Game Day folks picked Illinois to win today, which was pretty cool. And that honestly had me a little nervous about today that they they would kind of flop. But it was cool to see that. And just everyone's on notice right now about Illinois football. And that's just super cool.
Yeah, and it's great that it's led by the defense, too. I think that, this squad, I mean, they're not only the best defenses in the Big Ten West, but it might be in the entire conference, you know, really leading the way. So it's kind of funny to see that, you know, when Lovie first, you know, had the job, we thought we're going to be this like physical defense, and, you know, in 6 years, you know, it never got there, and Brett's able to get it there in two. I think things are just are on the right track here, and I do like our chances against Iowa next week. I mean, there's nothing I've seen from Iowa this year to really, you know, scare me or impressing. So we're impressive, I should say. So I really think that we keep this momentum going and play the same way. I mean, I don't think we have a shot at anyone in the Big Ten, really.
Yeah. And did Minnesota lose officially? That they lost?
They lost to Purdue, yep.
So I know it's a lot, obviously, but essentially, if Illinois wins out, they would win the Big Ten West. So you kind of control your own destiny a little bit, I believe, if you just win every game that's in front of you, you'd win the Big Ten West. Obviously, that probably won't happen, as there's some really good teams on schedule. But, you play Minnesota here in a few weeks, and that could be a really big game if you beat Iowa. And it is cool to dream a little bit. Illinois football hasn't really given us too many opportunities exactly. to dream over the years. So this is kind of cool to even just be, you know, having some of these conversations about, can Illinois be a surprise team in the West and be in it till the end. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be something that we haven't had in a long time. I mean, again, it's been, I think I was in college, right? When I was last time went to the Rose Bowl, right? That was about 2009. Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a long time since we've been trying to been relevant, let alone good, right? So now I'm like, Teedra, I saw you tweet that earlier where it's like, wait, are we good now? Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, maybe. So that's kind of shocking. That's something I didn't think I would be thinking about this year. I mean, my whole thing is just about getting back to mediocrity. Yep. You know what I mean? Just getting back to 500. But yep. Yeah, this team might win 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, that would be incredible. And I have been thinking about this game, obviously Chase Brown, I know a lot of people were expecting the 100-yard streak to end today. But it did not, in fact, end today, as he picked up more than 100 yards, which is super cool. I've been really impressed with Tommy DeVito last week and this week. I think he's been, up until last week, he was an improvement on Brandon Peters. But the offense was still not quite finishing drives, struggling to score touchdowns, turning the ball over a lot. But the last couple weeks, I've been really impressed with DeVito, with the offense. The RPO looks to be, you know, kind of insane, and like it works really, really well. I thought the receivers looked really well today. I haven't heard anything else on Pat Bryant. Hopefully he's okay. I thought they left him in for one play too long after it looked like he got hurt first time. Then he came out after the next play, and hate to see that as he was really good. Hightower was great. Just across the board, it was really, I've been really impressed with the offense over the last couple of weeks. And it looks like we have RPDs up here too. So go ahead, RPD, if you want to talk about your thoughts on the game too. And if anybody else wants to chat about the game and want to talk about your thoughts, share your thoughts, just request to speak, or I can invite you to speak. And yeah, we'd love to have you.
What's up, fellas? Huge win. Feels great. I mean, shit, man. It really feels good to just dominate a team that has dominated us for so many years. And you got to give some credit to the coaches, man. They made a lot of adjustments there, right? Like, they early in the game, they were pretty much throwing towards Quan Martin the whole way.
They checked on him.
Yep, they made an adjustment, and they weren't able to pick on him anymore, you know? So that's huge. That first touchdown drive, they kind of got bailed out. They really should have ran a quarterback sneak on that second down that they had. They got bailed out by the pass interference. And then after that, they were just like, all right, we're just going to do this right away, you know, and not try to get too cute with it. And 6 points is 6 points, you know. So I thought that was great. Special teams is a concern, major concern, especially as we start playing in some close games. And the pass rush might just be elite, right? Like, they might not be good. They might be excellent, you know. Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph might both get drafted. And Seth Coleman and Gabe Akers aren't yet eligible, but they're going to be future draft picks as well. All played excellent. It's huge. Hopefully, Caleb Griffin's injury isn't too bad. And hopefully Pat Bryant's injury is not too bad either.
The Caleb Griffin thing was a little weird. Cause I didn't really know about it before kickoff. And then some other guy that's not Caleb Griffin kicked the ball off and couldn't get it to the 10-yard line. And I was like, wait, what is going on?
Who is that guy?
And, you know, props to Caleb Griffin for real, though, for hitting that 45-yarder after the sack. I was really frustrated that DeVito took that sack, you know, knowing your kicker's hurt, thinking that might put you out of field goal range, and he just stepped up and nailed it. So, like, huge props to Griffin for kicking through that injury and hitting a long one to kind of put it out of reach after – I think that was after the muffed kick, but I can't remember.
It was
after the muffed kick, yep.
I thought it was funny, or a little ironic, I guess, that the defensive line was so dominant against Wisconsin's offensive line, which is something that we just never see. But then, like, to start the game, the secondary was the one that were the people that were having the issues with the defense. It was like, oh, they kind of traded roles, or like it wasn't what we expected to be. But the secondary figured their stuff out, and even when they were struggling early, still being able to get two picks is huge, and still having that kind of big play capability is a big deal. So props to them for fighting through it, making some adjustments, and being able to hold Wisconsin to 10 points after 10 early ones, really.
Yeah, I think some of the struggles in the secondary early in the game were potentially a little bit by design or game plan, because I feel like they came in so concerned with Braylon Allen, right? You got to stop Allen. You got to stop their running back. And really, they did. And they did rather, you know, not. I mean, he only got 7 carries, right? They stopped going to him. And then they realized that, all right, we're going to have to stop the pass as well. And then they made the appropriate adjustments to do that. So really, really nice job by Ryan Walters there.
Yeah, very impressive stuff all across the board defensively, especially after giving up that early touchdown to be able to make the right adjustments and to figure it out on that end. And honestly, just an all-around impressive effort from everyone involved for Tabiluma to getting all these guys ready. I know this is a big game for him, a big deal for him beating his former team and doing so in this fashion on the road is just a really cool thing for him. So happy for him. And props to him for getting this team ready to kick some Wisconsin butt today. So that was super cool. Looking ahead just a little bit now towards Iowa, this trend got kind of bucked last week against Chattanooga. But until last week, Brett Bielema had never won back-to-back games at Illinois. And it was kind of been a thing of like Illinois has momentum and then the next week they lose to somebody they shouldn't lose to, and this kind of back and forth. But now it feels like there's some momentum rolling here week after week. So I really hope that they beat Iowa. If they can do that and keep it rolling even further, I mean, we might be talking ranking in the next couple of weeks, which would be pretty cool. But I really hope that Brett Bielema can capitalize on what happened today and roll it over into next week. Not saying that losing next week is automatically a disappointment. Iowa's a pretty good team, and it would still be a milestone for you to beat them. But they are beatable. So I hope that Brett Bielema and crew can get that rolling and beat Iowa next week. Any thoughts on the game next week?
Well, I think next week is homecoming, right?
I think it is, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they just gotta hopefully get a crowd in there. That's gonna be the big thing for me. I mean, this team really needs to have some support. Need to have.
I think they will. I'd be a little shocked because I think Chattanooga was like 37,000. Wyoming was like, I don't remember how many were at Virginia. Not very much. I would guess after the Indiana loss, but Wyoming was about the same. But now that this team's like good, I wouldn't be shocked if it was pretty full next week. But we'll see.
Yes, hopefully homecoming, loud crowd. We keep doing what we're doing as far as making our adjustments, being able to hold on to the ball, keep the running game going. And then with a touchdown to Vito there, if he's able to, improve on it with an RPO game. I mean, I don't really see anything that's really getting that's scary about Iowa this year. I mean, they got, clubbed again by, Michigan today. They don't really seem like they're able to score the ball, and their defense isn't what I remember it to be typically. So,
yeah.
Home on homecoming, I think it's the game that we should win next week.
Yep, agreed. All right, we've got Tom up here. Tom, welcome. Any thoughts on today's game or the game next week against Iowa?
Yeah, I just wanted to, obviously say great win today. I think you said you were 24 years old. I'm 25, and for us younger Illini fans, I don't know if I've ever had as much fun watching Illinois football as I have today.
We probably have to go back to a Shieldhouse game or two, I would guess. But
oh yeah, I mean, I remember, I remember watching Juice Williams.
Yeah,
I remember watching the Rose Bowl and all that with my family. But since I was a student there, I graduated in 2019, and just haven't seen anything like this out of the program in a while. So and I wanted to speak since you transitioned to the Iowa game. I just hope everybody that has an opportunity to or is close enough to make the game comes and watch. I plan on being there, and I'm, trying to recruit as many people, but this could be our best chance for a sellout crowd that we've had in a while. And like everyone's been saying, there's nothing about Iowa that's so impressive or scary that we can't take it to them next week and have a similar performance in back-to-back weeks. Well, make it three, 4 weeks in a row. I mean, we've just been on the roll, and I think this is like a, probably the peak that we've seen for Illinois football in quite some time. So just everybody that can make it out and can get out there, just let's show up and support our orange and blue.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a team worth supporting. My wife and I went to the Wyoming game, which was a ton of fun. It was very hot, but it should be a pretty cool day at Memorial Stadium next week, I would guess. And yeah, if you can go, if you can bring people with you, absolutely support this team. One stat I've been thinking about over the last few weeks, you just mentioned that Illinois has been kind of on a roll the last 3 or 4 weeks, And I believe since Indiana, Illinois has only allowed 13 points. Is that correct? Over three games? Am I right on that? I think that's true.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think they have allowed a touchdown at home yet.
That's just unbelievable. Like, I never in my life would have thought that Illinois would be capable of doing something like that, which is just so cool. And then now the offense is kind of coming along too, which is just so awesome. So hopefully they can really play that complimentary football that Brett Bielema talks about all the time heading into Iowa. And I think if they do that week in, week out, they're going to have a good chance to be competitive in the West till the very end, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a team that I think that, it's going to be competitive. We actually can watch these games into the fourth quarter, actually enjoy ourselves, you know, unlike where it used to be like a chore or some kind of punishment to go through this stuff. But yeah, no, it's exciting. So I'm just so happy right now and just ready for next week. Wish I could make it, but I'll be watching for sure.
Absolutely. Our PD, Tom, any other thoughts on today's game or next week or anything else Illinois football related?
Quick thing on next week's game. I honestly think that Illinois might be favored in that game. I think they could be the favorite.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think so. Surprised.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time that happened was. That's really freaking cool, man.
Yeah, well, thank you all for hopping on. All y'all have been listening. That'll do it for our live reaction to Illinois just absolutely beating the brakes off Wisconsin. Hopefully there's a similar post-game reaction space next week after the Iowa game. We'll have our positional grades up, which we do every week, today or tomorrow at some point. So be sure to check that out, too, and all of our coverage. For the Iowa game coming up soon. So thank y'all who came up to speak. Thank y'all who tuned in to listen to this. And we'll see you after hopefully an Illini win against Iowa next week. So thank y'all for joining.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Yep.
Peace.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for hosting ILL.
I-9.
The Armchair Illini Podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best online ticketing site you can find. Why? Well, because it pulls from every other available ticketing site to give you the best price possible. There's no need anymore to check out 10 different ticketing sites to find the deal you're looking for. SeatGeek basically does all of that for you. Not only that, but SeatGeek has a value system sorted by color to let you know if you are actually getting a good deal on your tickets or not. You can sort by best value, lowest price, and more. Now here's the best part. If you use code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, you can get $20 off your first order. So what are you waiting for? Attend your next unforgettable sporting event or concert by checking out SeatGeek today. Again, use promo code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, and get $20 off your first order.